The West Volta Presbytery Synod moderator for the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Reverend Joyce Kodade, has urged the leadership of the government to stay focused and continue with the agenda for peace, reconciliation and development initiated by the late President Mills. He's also calling on faith-based organizations to rally behind Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, the rest of the bereaved family and the state with prayers during this turbulent period as the country prepares to give the late president a befitting burial and preserve his dignity. Reverend Kodade was speaking in Accra at the inauguration of the Ngmajo EP Church, one of the congregation under the jurisdiction of Madina District EP Church. We bring you the details.
The establishment of Ngmajo EP Church in July 2004, as well as the Maranatha EP Church at Madina Zongo, was the evangelism initiative of the moderator of the General Assembly of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, Right Reverend Francis Amenu, when he was serving as the head pastor of Madina District EP Church. The Ngmajo EP Church has since grown through the dedicated efforts of 7 leading members to a congregation of more than 200. The inaugural ceremony, which witnessed the dedication of a newly built church administration office, attracted hundreds of worshippers from the Madina district as well as other dignitaries. Preaching the sermon, Reverend Joyce Kodade described former President Mills as a devoted Christian who demonstrated his worth on earth, adding that it is important for other political leaders to emulate his outstanding attributes. In a consolation message, Reverend Kodade urged the widow of the late president, his son, and the bereaved family to rely on God in faith, for he will not fail them during these difficult times. In his remarks, the head pastor of Madina District EP Church, Reverend Silvan Osete, cautioned people who are apportioning blame or suspecting others for the death of Professor Atta Mills to ensure that their utterances do not impede efforts for peace and reconciliation in the country. He said it is important for Ghanaians, irrespective of their religious, ethnic and political affiliation, to regard the loss of the country's leader as a national affair. Reverend Silvan Osete underscored the need for establishment of churches in a lot of communities to extend God's message, hope and inspiration to the doorstep of many people.
A news desk report.